I want to quote something that the media critic James Poniewozik wrote in the New York Times. This is in a review, a very positive review of your series, The Vietnam War. He wrote, "The saddest thing about this elegiac documentary may be the credit it extends its audience. The series, The Vietnam War, still holds out hope that we might learn from history after presenting 18 hours of evidence to the contrary."
I think it's a beautiful sentence, and I will hold to my optimism. I think history has made me an optimist, despite the fact that it shows you that human nature doesn't change, that the same venality is present, the same abstraction of war is present, the same greed is present, but so is also the same generosity and the same love. And war is human nature on steroids. And so it's an eminently studyable thing. And we assume it is just all negative. But in fact, the free electrons that war gives off in all the instances that I've tried to tackle it reveal as much about the positive sides of human nature. And maybe the reason why we, you know, none of us are getting out of this alive, Terry, and we could reasonably be assumed to be huddled in the fetal position, but we don't. We raise families, and we plant gardens, and we write symphonies, and we try to make films and talk about history, and maybe there's something that comes from that that sticks.
We spent a lot of time with the veterans in the film, and we were with one of them yesterday, Mike Keeney, and, you know, he has said often, and we have definitely learn from him a great deal. The soldiers know the lessons. The people who are there, they know what's like. They know what happened. They know the cost. It's the leaders. And it's hard to hold on to these lessons. We learned the lessons of Vietnam. We vowed not to fight another war like that. And we didn't for 25 years. And then we did. And it's sort of the sense that you have to keep on relearning it. It's not that they're not learned. It's just that they're hard to hold on to without that sort of visceral experience of it. You have to have lived through it in a way, maybe, because we do abstract it, as Ken is saying, it's so easy to just think about war as this game. And through telling the story, we hope to, you know, hold on to those lessons for another generation.
Ken Burns, Lynn Novick, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.